Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spend zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dousing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. I am calling this evening from my office in Atlanta, Georgia, USA. This is an international show, so I want to make sure people know exactly where I'm operating from. In fact, most of my clients are really not in Atlanta, but they're all over the United States and some in Canada in a scattered areas beyond. So this evening, I would like to let you know that I want to change the format for the program that I've been doing. I've been on a few months, around 5 to 6 months, and I think it would be more informative and more interesting if I were out there in the audience and I was listening in and I had one or two people call me each week, and if they call me, I will work with them as if they were a client of mine and had already started on my program, so that people can get the inside of what really is going on in their bodies, what can be done to reverse sicknesses and illnesses, particularly at cell level, which is not going to show up when you go to the doctor to get a physical. We're talking way, way earlier than that. And I think it's going to be very, very interesting and fun for people to listen in. And they may say, well, goodness, I've got somebody who's suffering from dementia. I've got a relative who's got type 2 diabetes. And they're doing the regular route of giving drugs and treating symptoms rather than removing the cause of diabetes, as an example. So this evening, if somebody will call in, and there's no charge for this, if you want to join up with my program, then you can call my office during the week, and we can go into even more depth and explain things about their particular health equations. And if you will call this evening on this live program, 1-888-815-9756. Again, call 1-888-815-9756. All you have to do is just give me your name and where you're calling from, and we'll chat a couple of minutes, and then we'll get in and really do the and go through the motions that I do with my clients from day to day and week to week, month to month, and so forth. So I'm very excited about this format, and you can spend the hour with me, or we can have a couple of people on, and when we're not with a client talking, a prospective client, excuse me, you're just calling in this evening, when we're not talking to somebody, then I'm here to answer questions. You may want to call. You may disagree with some of the information that I give out, and that's fine. I want to hear from you. Instead of just accepting the traditional information that comes from the medical community, or even within the alternative field, the holistic field, that there are situations where people are taking supplements or they're going to different practitioners. And I've had clients who come to me after they've been to different holistic practitioners, started out with the regular medical doctors, and they're still not well. And they're spending a fortune, spending a whole lot of money and not getting the results. And one of the main things that we're talking about this evening and every week is that in my practice, we are working on removing the causes of sickness and disease. And last week, I started in talking about the 500 food eating plan. And for those that were not listening last week, I'll briefly go over, and we're not going to go back over what we talked about last week. We'll pick up from there. But at least you'll have a very basic understanding, because what I'm going to say, particularly for people who have not heard this before, and frankly, if you haven't been listening to this program, I don't think you have, and that is lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S, lectins, which are protein substances in food. These lectins are primarily responsible for sickness and disease. That's a very heavy statement. And I'm sure that a very surprising comment that I'm making about lectins. Well, these protein chemicals are directed from a field called lectinology. And lectinology is over 100 years old. If you go on the internet and look it up, I promise you, you're going to find next to nothing about it. So, you know, people haven't picked up on it. If they have picked up on it, they may be in treating symptom fields, and so it doesn't interest them, or there's no monetary value for them. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that the basis of my practice, what it's done for my wife and me, members of the family, and all the people who, number one, are open enough and want to feel better. They know that they're not feeling right. They know that they're spending a ton of money, and they're supposed to be taking the best supplements and the best treatments and et cetera, but still, they're not at the high levels of health. The people who are with me, who stay with me at least 90 days or more, are beginning to reverse their aging inside their body. So you have a chronological age, and you also have a real age, or what is the body's age overall, generally, of the heart, the arteries, the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, and so forth and so forth. So I give this information to clients, and most people want to know this information. And it'll be the first time that you're getting information on the primary cause of sickness and disease, and that is the lectins, or the food chemicals that we put into our body, and that these food chemicals are either making that food for your blueprint. Okay, everyone, your blueprint, nobody else. I hear all the time and I read about it or in the obituary columns and stuff where they said this man was a marathon runner and he ate right. What is eating right? What does that mean, I eat right? Saw it on CNN Health Blurb, saw it in a health magazine and read about it. A workers workout system magazine that's out there. Wherever you're getting this information, women's health magazines, which all preach low fat, and that is not for everyone. Nothing is for everyone. Certainly, it's been proven over and over in my practice. And so when people come to me and they tell me that they are eating right, that doesn't mean anything to me anymore. It used to, like the masses that are out there and the media information that's put out there. But now I understand that each and every one of us has a genetic background, and it tells us which protein is best for us. Not what at the health food store or what the label said on that whey protein can that you read. It's not what you read in these magazines and TV and so forth, which I've talked about. It is specifically for you and no one else. No one else in your family. Twins are not going to be the same, identical or fraternal. They're going to have a different metabolism, and their blueprint is there's only one of us, of each of us on this planet, and we're all different. And through God's grace of a psychic ability, I am able to pick up what's going on in your body. And as I said in the beginning, particularly what's going on in your body way, way before a medical doctor picks up late stages of cancer, which they call early stages, and it's been going on at cell level for years. I'm picking up the information at cell level. I am not concerned anymore about physicals, medical physicals from medical doctors. They don't mean a whole lot to me. There is some meaning to them, of course. But what's going on that we can arrest and reverse, we can reverse it, or in some cases, we may just arrest it. An example of arresting would be Alzheimer's. We can stop, if it's early enough, we can stop that Alzheimer's from continuing. If someone has osteoporosis, we can't mend the porous elements of that bone that have been created. If it's early, we can shut it down and remove the causes of that osteoporosis. And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you may be taking Fosamax and coral calcium and all of this stuff, but the point is, does it work in your individual body? Most of the time, gee whiz, most of the time, 99.5% of the time, it's not right for you. It may be right for your cousin or your good friend at church or whatever, but it may not be right for you, and in most cases, it isn't. So you may think, okay, or under the illusion that you're being protected against osteoporosis or short and long-term memory, dementia, and the seriousness of Alzheimer's, which is really, really rampant. We've been hearing so much about obesity. We've been hearing so much about diabetes. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, that Alzheimer's is a very, very serious thing. Let me tell you, through the grace of God, through dowsing, where I pick up information while I'm have this on my mind in early stages. Lots and lots of talk about autism. Lots and lots of talk about autism. There is a larger and larger group of people who say that it's coming from the vaccines. Okay, it's coming from the inoculations. I am here to tell you through the psychic dowsing that I do, that it, the information that I get with autism, are you ready for this? It is coming through when that baby is forming in the womb, and the lectins, these protein chemicals from mom and dad, are transferred to that embryo and to that child when he comes in. And the more polluted the parents are, in each generation, we're getting more and more polluted. They're now saying that people my age, 71 and a half, okay, that I'm going to outlive the younger generations that are coming in. What's going on? And you and I, just to remind you, we're talking about all of the pollution, the processed food, the chemicals, okay? And I'm not saying that certainly the mercury has been removed from many of these vaccinations, but you want to know something? The mercury, if any of you folks, particularly if you're 45, 50 or older, and you're taking flu shots every year, you're taking in mercury. They didn't remove the mercury from the flu shots, and it is a wild gamble guess whether they're going to get the right virus to protect somebody. My clients, my family, we don't take any of these shots. We don't need them. What we're doing is building up the immune system. We're building up the immune system so that we are protected from salmonella that comes from the peanut, and that the scare of the peanut butter that's been out there, that our immune systems are so strong, our digestion is so strong, we don't have those problems. And we have the probiotic, that is a protective element that builds up more and more good bacteria. And if you've taken antibiotics over a period of your lifetime on and off, there's a lot of bad bacteria, okay, and good bacteria that's been killed. And so you need to build it up. We need to get that balance back in the system. And through this program and through this specific supplementation that I recommend, we are protected. So let me mention this phone number again. It's now about 20 after the hour. 1-888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756. Call me up. We can spend 15, 20 minutes or 40 minutes and still really give a free information of psychic dowsing, intuitive dowsing, telling you what's going on in your system. And if I can't help you, folks, I immediately tell that person right up front. I don't get into it. I just say to them, I'm very sorry. I cannot help you. And it is because whatever is going on doesn't mean that they're dying or there's no hope. It means that the condition is more advanced than I can work with and help. I don't work with anybody unless I can help them. So my batting average is very, very high. But what I want to mention to you is that by calling 1-888-815-9756, you're going to find out the right protein for you, the right carbohydrates for you. What about fruit and vegetables? What about the grains? Somebody told me that I have an allergy to dairy products. Is that true, Dr. Needle? And we can go on and on with that. So as if you were a client of mine, you can be a part of this tonight and every Thursday night when I come on at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you will gain a lot. And if you want to go further with it, certainly we get back together, and then we continue on with my normal program that I work with my clients. So with these lectins, last week I did cover meat, fish, eggs, and dairy products, grains, nuts and seeds, and I want to continue on with the rest of the categories this week, and let's look at vegetables. And I'm going to talk about the different vegetables in terms of my experience with my clients. And I have to tell you, to repeat, the primary cause of sickness and disease is eating incompatible foods for your genetics. Because I have this God-given gift, I am able to extremely accurate, very, very accurate. It is rare, very rare, that something is off. And if it is, we'll spin it and correct it and adjust it if we need to. And that's very, very rare. I am telling you this because it's the truth. I am telling you that even if you don't believe what I have to say this evening or any evening that I'm on, that's okay. It works anyway. You don't necessarily. I had a client one time said, if I don't believe in it, Dr. Needle, is it going to affect your readings of the 500 foods and what's the right supplements for me? What should I be taking? You know, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference if you just switched your vitamins or you changed from a vegetarian diet and you started putting more meat back in. That's all irrelevant, and that does show you the very strong accuracy of it. So, 1-888-815-9756. I'm going to continue on now, and if somebody calls in, we can go from there. So let's look at the vegetables, and I'm not going to go through each and every vegetable. I don't do that with my clients, not with 500 foods. We would be here 4 or 5 hours going through all of this, but what's important is the categories, and the categories always have a red flag that pops up. And when I do in advance, before a client actually talks with me, besides the initial discussion that they have told me they're coming with me, what we do is that we take these 500 foods, and I am able to tell you what is beneficial for your genetics, what is okay for you to eat. It's not harming you, but it's not a real strong health food. That's a neutral food. And I'm here to point out the avoid foods. And let me tell you that these avoid foods are primarily responsible for the blocked arteries, the memory problems, the arthritis in the hip, okay, the pain in the carpal tunnel, that's an easy one to erase. I have a client that's recently had an operation for it before she came to me. How sad. Had we connected earlier, we could have avoided all that pain, misery, and expense, because it's not a freebie just because she has a health policy. It's not, that doesn't make it free. And so when we are talking about these particular vegetables, and we move through, one of the things that I always really take a look at is mushrooms. And I want to focus on that for a couple of minutes. There's a lot of healing that can take place with mushrooms. What I am telling you is, in my practice, most people, first of all, the lectins are not compatible for them. So no matter how wondrous that mushroom is, shiitake, maitake, whatever, it is not working, or it is working in their body. So we're able to put that up, and that's a highly irritating at cell level, important to understand. You may not feel the pain, or you may not feel when these lectins are incompatible. They're coming at cell level, and it takes a long time in many cases, years in many cases, where a buildup of irritation and inflammation in the cell level at a specific area in the body. Well, Dr. Needle, what makes it go to a particular area in the body? You know, what makes one person get cancer and the other person has heart disease? You know what that is? That is the predisposition, the genetics of that individual. And then when the doctor says, was there cancer in your family? For those people, unfortunately, that get to stage 2 and 2.5 and 3 and 4, and then trying to cut, burn, and poison themselves into health by the oncologist, oh my, we can prevent that. I promise you, in the early stages, in the very early stages, particularly one of the energy water that works with our trio, they all work together, but they help to prevent cancer at very, very, very early stages. Just because broccoli, now this is going to be heresy, and Popeye would be very upset with me. Broccoli is not for everyone either. Oh my God, don't tell me that. That's like when we first learned that there was no Santa Claus. The lectins are either compatible or incompatible. And if they're incompatible, you're going to get irritation, inflammation, and here comes a disease in the body, particularly where it runs genetically from your upline. Doesn't that make a whole lot of sense? What makes the most sense is that this system works. It doesn't matter if somebody poo-poos it. It doesn't matter if they haven't heard about it. And that's why this fantastic BBS radio, which puts people on with information that they're not going to get in the media, that's for sure, not in this day and time, the drive-by media. And so what we have to know and understand that we face these things in the nutrition field, because there are natural ways of healing that's bad for pharmaceutical companies to hear about. And if they can't patent something themselves, they're not interested whether it works or not. It's all about the bottom line. And so as we move through here with these vegetables, there's things like seaweed. That might be good for Joe, but for Mary, it's highly irritating. So if someone is eating sushi, I can look at the grains and the seaweed that they're taking in and the fish, if they're able to handle fish. And so it's terrific. I want to spend a few minutes here on fruit and fruit juices. This is very, very dear to my heart personally. Many, many years ago, I read Fit for Life by Harvey and Marilyn Diamond, and it was fruit in the morning, and I lost weight with it, and I was so enamored with it I got certified with it. I met the Diamonds, and they way back, they were talking about starting some franchise-type businesses, and I was really into it and teaching it and so forth. And came the early 90s, I was enamored by the fact that you could take a juicer, and inside our fruits and vegetables are nutritious elements. And if we could magnify them, okay, concentrate them, there are specific fruits and vegetables for specific diseases. And I, with contacts in Europe, had my own juicer. Maybe you've seen Jack LaLanne with his TV cable ad about juicing. And I got my own juicer, and I went on radio and television, particularly in the Southeast. I went around to all the seminars and did many trade shows, and it was a lot of fun. But you know what? I didn't know that I was creating pre-diabetes and type 2 diabetes in people's bodies, in some people's bodies. Which ones, Dr. Needle, remember from earlier? The ones with the predisposition for imbalanced sugar. The predispositions for diabetes. Unknowingly. Yours truly, Dr. Richard Needle, built plaque up in one of my arteries under the illusion that juicing is good for everyone and that fruits and vegetables should be juiced. And this is what I taught. This is what I believed in. And I, with my program, have cleared my arteries completely. They are completely cleared. And I am very grateful for that. But it taught me a big lesson. Nothing is one size fits all. If you don't remember anything else tonight, nothing is one size fits all. When you take fruit juices, you are mainlining fructose, glucose. It breaks down to glucose. All of the sugars ultimately break down to glucose. Whether it's from a Hershey bar or a brownie, or whether it is from a mango or a banana. And so if you have a predisposition for sugar problems, I tell my clients now, even if you don't have a predisposition, even if your sugar levels are normal, and usually when the sugar levels are normal, the insulin levels will be normal, the triglycerides will be normal, but even if they are, if you want it, ladies and gentlemen, if you want it, I would eat no more than one piece of fruit a day. And people with a higher sugar levels, I don't recommend any fruit for a while, not permanently necessarily, until the sugar levels, until we reverse the beginning of type 2 diabetes, that's a better way to put it, until we literally reverse it in its early stages so that no pills are taken, no insulin shots. In our local paper the other day, it was such an article that was so thrilling to the people that were in it, and so thrilling, I'm sure, to the author of that article. And it was about kidney dialysis at home, that you could have dialysis at home and not have to go out, and the wife was helping the gentleman who had the problem. While he is waiting, okay, to have a transplant, you don't have to suffer like that. It's not guaranteed that once you get diabetes, you're going to have heart attacks or macular degeneration or gangrene or kidney dialysis. It doesn't have to be that way. In the cell level and early stages of diabetes, talk about a rampant disease. Wow, I don't know which is worse, Alzheimer's or diabetes or obesity, probably obesity. But what I'm saying, everyone, is that you don't have to walk that plank and look down in the water with the sharks down there and hope they go away when you fall in, that there are not only natural ways of healing, but when you prevent, truly, truly prevent, particularly catching things early in the game, which is my expertise and God-given talent, so to speak, then these things will begin to clear themselves up. People go to the doctors. I've got, you know, armfuls of testimonials about all of that, and I can send them to people who want to call me and want to read them or email them. And so it works. And because you're removing the true cause of sickness and disease, then you put in nutritional deficiencies, aid those nutritional deficiencies, and you put in supplements that work. If they don't work, there's no vibration. You know, another couple of names, energy medicine, vibrational medicine. If you want to call it that, that's what I do. I'm not concerned what my title is. My concern is to help as many people who are open, who are understanding what I'm saying this evening, who are going to come in at a very, very affordable price, even in this economy, to come in and work, because what is more important than your health? What good is all the extra money? What good is all of the family and the get-togethers if your health is not good? What is left? Everything is affected. I don't care if you are a multimillionaire listening to me tonight. Does it make any difference? What good is all of that if you don't have your health? All right, let's get back to these fruits and to understand I wouldn't get into fruit and vegetable juicing at all. You're going to get your nutrients from your whole foods that are not avoids, that are right for you. You're going to get the nutrients from the nutrients that are specifically vibrating, compatible for your genetics, and if they don't vibrate, and I let you know how many capsules you need every day, it's very, very specific. It's incredible. It's amazing. It is miraculous in many, many cases. Let's move on to beverages. Okay? If we look at my chart here, we're looking at, first of all, how about green tea? Is there anybody who is alive out there who hasn't heard or read the wonders of green tea? The polyphenols, the quercetins, all of the healing elements that are in green tea. I'm here to tell you that the majority of the patients who come to me, it is irritating to them to drink green tea. It is irritating. The lectins are incompatible. These are the kinds of things that I let you know within the first hour and a half consultation that I have with a patient. And so it's wonderful and it's a wondrous tea, but it may not be right for you. And I find, as I said, very few people that come to me that can handle it. It's an irritant. It's an irritant. What about beer? Wine? Well, Dr. Needle, I'm drinking that glass of red wine every day because I know how good it is for my heart. Maybe. Maybe. There's some new information now that even 1 5-ounce glass of wine, women had higher levels, I think it was in England, higher levels of breast cancer for those that were drinking, averaging 1 or 2 glasses of wine a day. It's not a one-size-fits-all. I have a client who, if that person was honest with himself, he would admit that he's an alcoholic. And through my God-given dousing, okay, I pick up, okay, that he's got kidney problems from drinking. He's got liver problems, sclerosis of the liver. He has created cancer in many, 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 many organs in his system. He is 50 years old. That's pretty young today. That's very young to me at 71 and a half. And so the alcohol and the lectins in his system, it is so irritating. This man is literally drinking himself to an early death in the grave. He's literally drinking himself to death. You've heard that expression. But this is someone that literally is doing that and making himself sick all over. If you're going to drink tea, it's been my experience with my patients that they can still drink tea, and most of them can use black teas, if they're black teas, but not the green teas. There'd be exceptions to that, of course. That's what my whole evening has been about. And if there is, you will be told you may not be able to handle any teas at all. Maybe it makes no difference because you don't drink them anyway. So anyway, we've got about 15 minutes or so. I'm going to repeat this number again, 1-888-815-9756. I can get on with you. We can cover a lot of information in the next 15 minutes. It's no cost to you. You'll know where you stand, not where you think you stand. You'll know where you stand with your health, and it won't be from a physical. You'll really, really know for the first time, why do I have low energy? Why does my hip hurt? Do I have gout in my toes? Why am I so sore when I get up in the morning? Why do I feel like I'm drugged and I want to go back to sleep and I had a good night's sleep? Why is my memory not what it used to be? And it can be so gradual. It can be so gradual that you're not even aware of it. Let's go on to condiments. The condiments, I have a lot of people. When it comes to mustard or vinegar, they have problems. Dr. Needle, I have a friend that swears by apple cider vinegar. Great. Maybe. If I check that person, that may be irritating to them, and they can't feel it. They don't know it. They may not feel good, but they'll never connect the two. They'll never know that all of this apple cider vinegar that they're drinking every day is making them ill, slowly but surely. This is a fascinating thing to me with a condiment, and that's salt. Sea salt, table salt. Let me tell you, when I am doing my dousing and I go to salt, I immediately know in a heartbeat whether that person, okay, has high blood pressure or not. The doctors tell everybody to stay away from salt. That is absurd. That is a nutritionally stupid thing for a medical doctor who doesn't have the training to tell somebody. We do need salt. The ones that have to watch out for it, invariably, when I see that table and sea salt, and it doesn't make any difference. The advertisers tell you how wondrous and how phenomenal, and I used to believe this too. If it, you know, coming from France and all of this stuff, that the sea salt is better. It's still salt. Sodium is sodium. And if you have high blood pressure, you need to cut both of them out, not the supposedly good sea salt, because it doesn't make any difference, and it'll negatively affect you. Next, we can look at sweeteners. When you take a look at sweeteners, you realize, and I realize immediately, number one, well, no wonder this person has a sugar problem. No wonder they're taking sugar, they're taking honey, they're using sugar in their coffee, they're putting it on their cereals. Well, Dr. Needle, what about these substitutes that are out there? Well, there's stevia, which comes from South America or in the rainforest from the stevia plant. And I'm here to tell you that it is an excellent sweetener for those whose lectins can handle it, even stevia, and how it's made, who put the stuff together, and did they skip some processes when they bottled it, and that for some people, the stevia is not going to be right. Splenda. There would be a lot of sick and dead people from Splenda, particularly in Canada, because they tell us that for 10 years, it was used in Canada before it came to the United States. So some people and some doctors will tell you how poisonous it is. I find, and I have no trouble, zero diseases and illnesses where there are some cases, okay, where people are taking stevia and it's doing fine for them. Wouldn't you like to know whether these things are working for you or not working? Or do you want to keep guessing and going by the literature and the health food store salesperson? That's going to be up to you. You can keep doing this. And I said to someone on the phone, it was a Canadian lady who called up last week, and I said to her, it's your choice what you want to do. If you decide to come with me for the first time in your many years, I think she was in her 50s, mid-50s, I recall, that you will know what's working for you and what isn't, and what to concentrate on and what to avoid. And if you're worrying about the exchange rate, that I certainly understand that. It's a matter of how healthy do you want to be, and when she was doused, it showed how much problems she had in her system. She wasn't advanced where I couldn't help her. I could help her now. If she continues on this same, and she may be listening tonight, if she continues on this same road, it's just a matter of time with all, like all the sheep to be followed into the hospital, and we all know where they go from there. And what happens when you're working with someone and trying to stop something that's been going on for so many years, what has been the success rate? We don't even need to talk about cancer. We all know that it has, no matter how many marathons and walkathons and money given to it, it's still not working because they're not removing the causes of it, folks. And when we finally get it and understand what the primary causes of disease are, then we automatically get better because the body is going to heal itself. The body's going to heal itself. It's amazing. The doctor's not healing you. I'm not healing you. I'm giving you the information for you to take and decide how healthy do I want to be. My people are like my wife and I, and we've been doing this a few years. You have to understand that, where we are in our early to mid-40s at real age. My wife is 70, and I'm 71 and a half. So, I mean, we're talking about 30 years, 25 years, younger inside in our bodies. Our chronological age is certainly a lot older. Our genetics are not phenomenal. They're not. Believe me, the cancer, the heart disease, it all happened. It all happened, okay, in my genetics and upline. I just saw a death certificate that my brother mailed me about my grandfather on my father's side, who died at 62 back in the early 1900s. So all I'm saying to you is that if you'll give this a chance, and I'm going to give you my office number, if you would care to speak with me during the week. Tomorrow is Friday. You can call from 9 to 4 Eastern Standard Time, 9 to 4 Eastern Standard Time. If I'm not in, I'll get back with you in less than a few hours. And we can talk about your situation, find out if I can help you, okay, to show you how affordable my program is, and what you're going to get from it is immeasurable. It's immeasurable for the results. Versus the typical holistic treatments that I used to do in my practice. It's not like I'm beating up on someone else. I did it too because I didn't have the God-given gift of dowsing, and I have studied the body, studied nutrition, and done most of the modalities, most of the diets, macrobiotics and Atkins, and all of the low fat, you name it, Fit for Life, told you that story and the recovery. That if had I stayed with medical cardiologists, I'd be on a bunch of drugs now, and you know what? They wouldn't have removed the causes of it in the first place. The excessive sugar in my genetics. Not everybody, in my body. And I was sucking in a lot of it from fruits and vegetables because I demonstrate it all the time. And when you demonstrate, you drink the fruit and vegetable juices over a period of 4 to 5 years of it. Thank you, God, who has spared me so that I can spare someone that's listening tonight or next Thursday or a year from now when I'm talking, that they would be spared and want to call me at 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056. That's my office number. Leave your name and phone number, if we don't connect, and I will get back with you. There is no charge to do an initial dowsing, checking a few things, see if I can help you, answer some questions, and then going over the program. So I've really enjoyed this evening. I hope that there'll be people who will call in. I think that will bring an extra element and a sideline to my program that I think will be very, very interesting. And if you have not noticed already, I'm not a man of few words. So I've got a lot of information, and the nice thing about it is I've been through the information that doesn't seem to work, and you people that are in pain out there, or you've been told this doesn't work and that doesn't work and you're doomed, why don't you check with me and let's see, that may or may not be true. Thank you so much. Have a blessed evening, a blessed week. Good night from Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Again, 1-800-653-1056. Call me during the week, 9 to 4 Eastern Standard Time.